It's my destiny. What's the word? It's your boy Quiet the Last Word, and we had Total Control Radio for season two. Season one was excellent. I got my feet wet. Now season two, now we ready to turn it up a little bit. Right? Shout out to YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. We here with Majesty.
What's going on?
One of the winners of Sure. What you win, bro? What you win, bro?
I won this.
You want an interview for what showcase?
Yeah. I forgot the name of that showcase. What was the name of that showcase?
Self-made showcase.
Fact,
so you
fact.
Self-made up in here.
Bless up to everybody watching and listening, you know what I mean?
How you feeling today, man? How you feeling?
Feeling great, you know what I'm saying? I'm alive and well. I ain't complaining, you know what I'm saying? We out here.
Yeah. So let's get right into it. Where you from, bro? Yeah. Tell people where you from.
Lower East Side, you know what I'm saying? Lower East Side, Manhattan. Background wise, Nigerian and Guatemalan, you know what I mean? And yeah, like, I'm just glad to be here, like, real talk, like, it's dope. So,
yo, you had, like, yeah. you had, to be honest, that showcase was dope, but you had the most energy out of that whole showcase.
Yo, no funny, man, like, that's exactly what I intend to bring. Like, I like to get the crowd moving. I don't like putting on a boring performance. I want to get the crowd moving and make sure the people came and got what they came for. You know what I'm saying? Like, people pay to get in. So you want to see some dope stuff, or you want to, you know what I'm saying, you want to feel the vibes, you want to feel the energy. So that's always the intention. I want to give you your money's worth.
Yo, real. You set the tone. As soon as you came off, I told everybody, you heard me, I was like, yo, this is how you set the tone. Like, you was moving, dancing, jumping. You was real active. And that's what it's about, performing. Like, you got to put on a real performance when you're performing. Yes, like, sir. That's what you really, really have to do. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Brian, our boss in the building.
Shout out to the big guy. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Miss Lisa. Miss Lisa here. Shout out to the staff, everybody in the building.
Yeah.
So how did you feel about the performance, like the overall of the performance?
The performances was good. You know what I'm saying? I respect everybody that was on that stage. And the winners, man. Shout out to the winners who, you know what I'm saying? I came in third, you know what I'm saying?
Nah. Everybody won. Nobody, there was no losers.
Everybody won.
You didn't come in third, you came in first.
Rhetoric, but I guess so. Not everybody could get a trophy, but listen.
You got a trophy. You here, YC Radio, the voice of today's generation. You are the voice of today's generation, bro.
Yeah, so don't.
I don't want you to think that you came in third or I didn't get a trophy. You did it. Like, you the one. Yeah. There's nobody under you. There's nobody below you. I mean, above you. You know what I'm saying? So never think that, I came in third. Nah, you here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, be happy with any place that you
Nah,
get.
Of course. I'm just practical when it comes down. Like, I wasn't performing to be third. You feel me? Like, I just know that I gotta go crazier than I did to,
let me
to
tell
make
you
sure
one.
That I get that number one spot.
Let me tell you one thing, bro. Yeah. To be honest, you was number one on mine.
Nah, that's a fizzy. You know what's crazy? Because Nikki told me that you was fighting for me.
At the end of the day, fighting, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Q, I definitely respect, you know what I'm saying? I respect what you did. I appreciate that. Real talk. Cause
fighting for you. Like, it was so ill behind it. This is, and everybody that's watching, and we do these concerts and showcases and stuff. Understand, when we judge for real. We don't go who we want to win. Like, he was my, he had everything because we had a list on performance, the way you looked, crowd participation, energy, all that. And you was number one on all of them because you had everything. The song, I don't know what song it was you was dancing to.
Both three times. I got a challenge out for that too. As a matter of fact, like, I want all the dancers to definitely participate.
Nah, I got you. Anything you need, just tell me what you need. I got you. Yes, I'll make everybody pull up. But yeah, it's like you had everything on the list, and we was back there. Like, they had their own score. How they felt, right. And you know. So and then when it came down to the three, I'm like, nah. Chill was dope. Shout out to Chill. Chill's my dude too. Chill is my dude. Chill is hard.
He did his thing at that showcase with JT. Like, he definitely did his thing.
Which one?
The one with that Jack moved up to.
Oh, the Who Got It concert. Yeah. He performed it. He did
his thing, man.
Chill is dope.
I was there. I supported him. I came
through.
Chill
is dope.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely supported that. And shout out to Nikki for, you know what I'm saying, telling me to pull up.
Yeah, shout out to OMG.
Yeah, man.
OMG Nikki.
I was really appreciative, and it was a dope experience. And I'm saying, a few people was there. You know, I'm saying, DJ Sus One, Fatboy SSC pulled up,
and then he did Jack Drilla, Jack Janaski from Love & Hip Hop.
Janaski,
Sus One's artist, Leah Robinson.
There we go. Yeah.
She's actually the daughter or the granddaughter of a famous group. I forget the name.
It's actually Leland Robinson's daughter from the Sugar Hill Gang.
Yes, Sugar Hill Gang. Yes,
Sylvia
yes.
Robinson. Okay, yes. There you go.
She had to come in and
collect real quick. She came through. Yo, and she's dope too. Shout out to her. She's dope too. She came through, perform for us. So that night was epic. That was another epic night. We always have movies, concerts that turn into movies. So anybody watching, y'all need to come out. Plain and simple.
Big facts.
But we got Majesty here. I ain't gonna lie, I thought your name was Majestic.
Nah, you know what's crazy? Everybody,
because it spelled like that.
Because it spelled like Majestic. Yeah. Every time somebody be like, oh, is your name Majestic? Like, nah, y'all watch too much Get Rich or Die Trying. You know what I'm saying? Because that was homie's name. You know,
but it's the lettering. It's like, it's how it's spelled. So that's what threw me. That's why I had to ask you to make sure.
It's actually Majesty the Rebel. I'm saying Majesty the Rebel is my whole name. And nice. I tell people to say the whole thing. And I'm saying, but and I was
how
just
you come
to make
up with
that name? So... You know what I'm saying, as a Nigerian, as an African, you know what I'm saying, we come from royalty. That's just our background as, you know what I'm saying, African men. And then the rebel just came from me being, I was a rebel, I was rebellious growing up. I ain't listen to nobody, you know what I'm saying. That's just, when you grow up in the trenches, you ain't have no role models, and you out here bugging out, you know what I'm saying. It was just me.
Dope.
So I just put it together, you know what I'm saying. And also, Arsenal the Rebel, like the battle rapper,
yeah, battle
I actually
rapper,
like
yeah.
that name. Like, it just fits, like it was just like, oh, bang, the rebel. Majesty, like, I'm like, you know what, Majesty dope. The Rebel, when it just got a nice ring to it, you know what I'm
dope,
saying? Like,
dope.
you could watch, like, if it had subtitles, Majesty the Rebel, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's just, dope. So, how did you get started rapping? Mm-hmm. What made you want to be an artist, like a dope artist at that? Energy, dancing, all the stuff that you do. What made you want to do that?
Originally, I grew up listening to a lot of Nas, Big L, and Pac, and I wanted to be a dope lyricist. And after I accomplished that, and I realized, like, all right, I have the lyricism down pat, how can I make a hit song? Then I started, you know,
y'all artists need to take notes,
trying
right
to figure out what is the formula to make it hit. And then I started to see, like, listening to radio stuff, all that. I'm like, all right, dope hook, couple dope bars, dope cadence, you know what I'm saying, and a fire beat, and make it repetitive. You know what I'm saying? I found out the formula, and then that's when, like, you know what? I don't even care about being a dope lyricist no more, because nowadays, nobody cares if you're a dope
what
rapper.
What you say, yeah. That's,
nobody cares if you're a dope rapper.
It's messing me up out here, because I like saying, lyrics. Like, I like to listen to what people saying. Like, music used to be help us get through times. Now it's just, I don't know what it is. I mean, it's fun times. Back to partying, like disco and all that other stuff. So it's back to the party stuff and the up-tempo stuff like that. We're not really up tempo, but more party lifestyle. It's a party lifestyle.
I get it. Like, a lot of producers, like, their hats. Hats is, like, nowadays is the hats that make a beat. Like, if you really listen to a beat, it's the hat that, like, and then they speed it up, they double time it. Like, the hats is really what this generation is vibing to.
Yeah.
But, I wanted to be a dope lyricist. After I established that I was a dope lyricist, like, you know what? I don't care about nobody's approval. I tried to figure out how to make a hit song, and I just started making turn-up music, because that's what's going to get played in the clubs and all that. You feel me? So,
Then
I just started making turn-up music, and then...
So, I want to hear some of this turn-up music. I want to hear both of them back to back. Can we do that?
Of course.
I want you to introduce them right quick.
The first one I want her to play is Flag Life. You know what I'm saying? I want it to be in that order. Because Woke Three Times is actually the turn-up.
Tell us about Flag Life real quick.
And that's the finale. Oh, Flag Life is pretty much as crazy, because it's more of a visual track. Flag Life is both of my flags, the green and white and the blue and white. Guatemala is blue and white. Nice. Green and white is Nigeria. Nice. You feel me? So you put them together, that's what creates me. You know what I'm saying? So that's where, those are the flags that I rep.
What's Woke Three Times?
Woke Three Times is a dance that I came up with. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to try to go viral with that. And...
All you do is
double back three times, and, you know, act like you falling, and then you catch your balance, and then you do it again. You know what I'm saying? I made that dance up because I was going up the steps, and almost fell. And somebody caught me.
Souls and fall off the steps.
It's crazy because I'm like,
that's how I go though.
I was like, oh. And I'm like, that would be like a fire hook. I don't know. You know, inspiration comes from weird places. But yeah, like I was going up everywhere. The steps because I live on Essex. So I was going up the steps and I was rushing. It was type slippery and I just fell back 3 times. Oh. And then somebody caught me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to turn that to a dance somehow. And then I just did it. And then it just came out fire. Like, you know, that's, I just put my creative juices.
Let's
to
get
test.
To it. Let's get to Woe 3 times and Flag Life. Total Control Radio, YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation, powered by BYB and YC.
Majesty the Rebel.
Let's get it.
Hello, man. Majesty the Rebel. You know the vibes. Gap 2 King in the building. Guatemala, Nigeria. We out here. Cheer. Hit Malik first, ain't nothing changed, homie. Same grind, different day, putting pain, that's homie. Fizzy. Ain't never switch, I'm with the same homie. And if I'm not, it's cause the mother dude changed on me. I know my worth and I ain't settled with. Better set up a settlement. The industry competition always fighting for relevance. Hacking all bougie, but never spreading the benefits. They get a little money and then forget what the treasures is. My heart's sick, I got some hoes in it. I try to fill it up with women, put some hoes in it. Started messing with the wrong women. But when I have my kids, I know they gon' be born with it. For real. Put your hands up. Bounce. Put your hands up. Here we go. Blue and white. Green and white. That's some flags that I'm repping. Yeah, that's life. Blue and white. Green and white. That's some flags that I'm repping. Yeah, that's life. Blue and white. Green and white. That's some flags that I'm repping. Yeah, that's life. Blue and white. Green and white. That's some flags that I'm repping. Yeah, that's life.
Flag Life. That's super dope. But now hold up, y'all. We about to go into the next song. Yes, introduce sir. This one more time, real fast.
Now, this one is called Woe 3 times, man. There's a challenge out on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I put the tutorial up, so go follow me. Or go subscribe to my channel at The Rebel ENT on YouTube. And follow me on Instagram at Majesty The Rebel, MajestyTheRebel. And yeah, just check out the challenge, and if you vibe with it, you know what I'm saying, do a little dance to it, and you can make up your own, or you can follow the dance that I came up with, you know what I'm saying, double back 3 times, act like you fall, and get your balance back, you know what I'm saying, so yeah.
Total Control Radio, YC Radio.
Okay, here we go, yeah, here we go, I'm lit, I'm lit, get it, baby, what?
Eastside River, Magic City River, baby. I know y'all tired, but we gon' do this one more time before the lights go out, man. Just turn up with me. I'm lit! Yeah. Get. I'm lit!
Yeah. Get busy and make up a dance. Hey.
Whoa, whoa, get busy and make up a dance.
Hey, whoa, 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 whoa.
Get busy and make up a dance.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's get it. We back at it.
Yeah, we back at it.
You did.
Majesty.
Yes, sir.
The Rebel.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That dance, man. You really was falling?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
really was falling on that.
Yeah, definitely was.
You look like, the dance looked like I could picture myself trying to catch myself like that, saying, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
Almost lost my life.
Whoa, I
had to catch myself.
Happened like. Too fast.
Nah, energy is definitely dope, bro. Songs is definitely fire.
Looking, man, appreciate it.
I'm definitely going to be working with you. I got whatever you need, let me know, and I got you.
Appreciate that.
You feel me?
I'm saying.
You feel me? You said you was from Low East Side.
Low East
That's
Side.
Like Harlem.
Nah, that's
That's a city.
That's actually by the FDR.
By the FDR.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. What was like growing up in your neighborhood? What was like the influences and like in the neighborhood? I want to say.
You know what's crazy? I'm so glad that you asked that question because we don't have any. The only person that came out of the lower and actually did something was True Life.
True Life.
He is nowhere to be found right now.
Nah, he's shout out to True Life. I know he got locked up for that.
He did.
The situation that he came home, he was signed. As soon as he came home, he got signed to Future.
See, look.
He did that song. That's why him and Future had that song together. He was signed to Free Bands, I think it was.
I have no idea.
I don't know. And before that, he was signed to Jay.
Right.
I don't know what happened with that, but you know.
Yeah, like you know what
it's still somebody. Somebody for you to be like, all right, that's as far as he got. I mean. Take these steps where he got, and then let me go further because he stopped right there, or whatever happened made him stop right there. So let me go a little bit further.
Like I never you know? Really.
It's like crazy. The bar.
I never really listened to him, and I just know, like I'm saying, my uncles and cousins and homies tell me like, oh, true life that. But like I never really. But honestly, that's the only person. Like we the sixth borough, like Lower East Side, and where we at is like we
How
isolated.
Sixth borough. Man is a borough.
Because we isolated right. And we don't have no icons like that.
Oh, that's like, why you saying
like
that.
Nobody knows about us. Nobody knows about the LES. You know what I mean? Like we.
But I feel like Dipset is from there. I know it's Harlem, but they shout out Lower East Side a lot. Am I wrong? No.
I've never heard them. Heard them shout out the LES. Never. Nah.
Oh, they shout them out a little bit, right? They talk about Lower East Side.
I never heard them shout the LES out.
Yeah, for real. Like I think. But hey, shout out Dipset. Shout out to Low East Side. You got somebody in the building for y'all. He got some energy. He got some balls. He got some dances. He got some good music. So so what was your neighborhood like growing up?
Like my neighborhood, I think it's kind of is. I don't think it's any different from any trenches. You know what I'm saying? Like we in the projects, we in the ghetto. So I'm saying we had to do certain things to survive. And I'm saying not everything I'm proud of, but we.
Do you reflect that in your music?
I do. In certain songs, yeah, I do. But in certain songs, I try to stray away from that because it's kind of cliche,
repetitive,
and
yeah.
I try to do different type of music and express myself in a different way. Like I don't curse. Like I'm trying not to curse.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Now you do a good job, bro. I could tell you we had this other dude up here. Lisa had to kick him out. Like it was horrible. He was here.
What?
He was had to kick him out.
Crazy.
Shout out to Super Ock. He's definitely a Super Op.
Yo.
Shout out Super Op. You probably watching this. You're going to see it. But, yeah, he had to get kicked out.
That's crazy.
Because he was wilding. But you was mad. Yeah. Real professional. This is definitely a professional outlet. Even I had to get checked on my professionalism. So, you doing good. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I do my best to try to conduct myself. Like, even though I come from the trenches, bro. Like,
You ain't got to act like it.
It's a time and a place for that. And especially in settings like this. Like, people, a lot of people, a lot of people can't handle the trenches energy. You feel me? So sometimes you gotta double back. You gotta turn it down and learn how to conduct yourself in certain environments.
Yeah, and I was never sit back and watch. Like, see how people move. You just don't jump in there because that's how you get Tekashi. Then
you know what I'm saying?
All these other stuff.
Word. Like, I was never that type. I always knew how to conduct myself. Like, I was always an intelligent type cat, and I try to stay away from that type of lifestyle. You know what I mean? So it's like, when I'm here or when I'm anywhere, I do my best to conduct myself as professional as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, it's, that's just what you got to do as an artist. People take you serious and know the vibes. Like, when I come up here, I know the vibes. Like, I'm coming up here to do my thing. I came here for a reason. I ain't come here to act ghetto and that's not what's talk about type of crazy. I came here to make sure I get my music promoted.
That's what's up.
I love
that's
that. You want to be a true representation of yourself, and also, you know, where you came from and who you represent. You know, absolutely, how you got here. That speaks volumes to your parents. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And the village.
And the village.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's dope, bro. That's Miss Lisa. You got any questions for the young man? You was vibing back there with the music.
Look. I'm just gonna pray that the Lord heal me so I could dance to it. You know, I used to dance, and that's you know what? You know, I'm into the music. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I like the energy. The energy is fire.
I could have sworn I saw you get up and do the dance.
Right. Yeah. But I might try that at home.
She was doing it in the chair.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look it up on YouTube. I am. I'll do it at home. Nobody. If I get it though, I'll be like, I'm challenging. With my cane. No.
Well, and with the cane. You know what I'm saying? That's
it's
that's
all
dope.
Good.
That's
it's
love
all good.
Right there.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
love.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how big Miss Lisa is. You said you like Tupac, right?
Yeah.
She has a picture with Tupac. She
no
been in the
cab.
Serious.
No
she cab. Showed me. I'm like, what? Yo. She got pictures with many stars.
Gotta show
that's
me.
How lit she is.
Pac was one of my inspos, like, forever. Like, he would forever be an icon in my mind. Like,
all right, so since you said Pac, so what?
Yeah.
What part of your music, in your lyricism, everything that you do in music, you can say, like, I got this from Pop?
The activism and the way I conduct myself. Like, I watch Pac's maturity in terms of, like, his interviews. I'm more inspired by Pac's interviews than his music.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So watching him, it's like, he's somebody who, like, there's two types of people in life. There's the people who get it and the people who don't. He gets it, and he gets me. You know what I'm saying? So watching him, it's like, damn, how could I be a better version of me, but also take certain parts of what Pac was trying to do and be the what's the name of the voice of this generation, and try
YC
to
YC Radio voice, you know, voice of today's generation,
voice of today's generation, to try to, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, try to amplify that, and that was the whole intention. Like, damn, how could I not only be an activist and a dope artist and try to still make money and just and support my family, but I want to make sure that I could support the other artists that's going to come after me, because eventually I'm going to get old. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Eventually.
But the music never gets old.
Oh, never.
Music never gets
never,
old.
Never. Of course not.
Music never gets old. Speaking on that, I know a lot of people that recorded songs like 10 years ago, and just now it's popping. Same song and all that.
Sheesh.
So music never gets old. Miss Lisa could tell you the same thing. Like,
right.
Using, so don't ever think you're gonna get old. Look at Jay-Z. Jay-Z about to have a couple of songs on what's the name's album coming up. He 50.
Oh nah, I don't. When I say
Jay 50,
he's 50.
He Jay 50. Nah. Same age as Diddy. I didn't even know him and Diddy was the same age.
Yeah, nah, they look young. They look young. They look young. How about the I caught myself.
We all look young. It's that generation. You know, we do look younger.
Yeah. Miss Lisa like 20.
Yeah, she like 21. For me, she 21.
She just got her LIQ license.
But like, when I say old, I mean like, it's gonna be a time where I can't perform no more. And
facts.
How could I put on for the younger generation? How could I get people like me that's from the trenches and is trying to do better, and put them on? Like, yo, listen, I got this formula. I could get you out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I can help you do what you're trying to do in terms of goals, dreams, and aspirations. You
mm-hmm.
just got to pay attention and listen and take heed to what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's where a lot of people mess up. A lot of people get
on. They
don't
listen.
And they don't listen. And then they mess it up for, like, the next generation that comes after.
Because nobody wants to trust them.
Because nobody wants to trust nobody
exactly.
from where we come from. So now it's like,
exactly.
damn, now I got to work 10 times harder to get connected to one of my idols, or
yeah.
somebody who I look up to. I'm like, damn.
Or somebody that could put you in the place that you need to be. But because of this person not taking it seriously and joking,
it
everybody else
up.
Gets curved because of the person that got it easy.
Word. And then it's crazy because, like, now I do the work, and I'm saying I grind all day, every day. Like,
mm-hmm.
aside from me being an artist, I play ball.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my goals is trying to get an endorsement from Under Armour. Like, I love their clothes.
That's
I love
dope.
Their kicks. So I'm going to play ball, I'm going to work out, do basketball tutorials on YouTube and all that.
Nice.
And I'm going to show them, like, listen, it's possible if you put the work in.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Networking is the biggest thing of this industry. It's the people who you know. It's the people who you know and the people you network. 50 said that something a while ago that still sticks with me to this day. He said his grandfather said, you only gonna be successful at the people you talk to for no reason. What that mean was, if you sitting around with people that can't offer, it's about nothing, what can they offer you? They can't offer you no learning, anything. They can't even help you get nowhere but from where they at.
But yeah, big facts.
Like, you feel me? So I kept that in my head, and now I start seeing, now I start seeing it since like a year. Like today is like the anniversary of me beating the case for 30 years. So, and then after that, I started talking to people, blah, blah, blah. Then we around stars. We doing crazy stuff. Helping artists, and I'm an artist myself, and I'm helping artists, and it feels good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what it is. We got Majesty in the building, the Rebel. We just out season 2, first episode. give your quick shout outs real fast.
Yo, man. Shout out to the Lower, man. Shout out to everybody in the Lower that's grinding, man. Shout out to OMG Nikki. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to War. Shout out to Q. Art. Shout out to everybody shout in out the to building. Me. Shout out to the Miss out there.
Miss Lisa.
Miss Lisa. There we go. Miss Lisa. You got to show me that Pac picture, man.
Yeah, she gonna show you that.
But yeah, shout out to everybody in the building.
Shout out to everybody. She got a head turn, so she don't want to say nothing.
You know, I appreciate everybody out here that's listening. Follow me on IG, Majesty the Rebel, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Rebel ENT. You know what I'm saying? Lower.
Let's get it. It's your boy, Quad, the last word. This is Total Control Radio. YC Radio. All the voices of today's generation. We out of here. Powered by BYB NYC.
It's my destiny. It's my destiny. Destiny. I'm on a road for better things. That's my destination.
This is YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation.